When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock hour here. Caitlin getting in the back. She's happy for the weekend. She's doing a double fist pump.
Double fist pump. Wow.
Peyton is getting it as well. Maybe she's just happy that I'm back. Live
now. Never know.
Oh. Fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Did you guys have any good blow-ups the past 2 days?
Like arguments? No.
Oh. Other than Peyton, when we said pull a few Mavericks cuts, and he was like, he got two. And then he's like, two is a few. It's like, no, it isn't.
And then, you know, I don't remember Daniel Jones saying that the Cowboys were a laughing stock.
Oh, yeah, he put Chase NFL. Daniel on the cut sheet as Daniel Jones.
But you don't feel like it was a mail-in from Peyton?
No,
the last
it
couple
wasn't. And payload was pretty good. Payload was pretty good.
And the Mavs highlights, you think these goofballs would do three Mavs segments? I mean, come on. Like, you don't need three Mavs.
I know you guys did 14 baseball segments.
We did
Choppy
three.
Took advantage of that with me out. All right, let's get to the five things RJ wants to see. Official predictions for Cowboys-Eagles. You can do it straight up or with the point spread. The spread right now is 7.5. Before RJ with his five things, Bobby has maybe bad referee news.
Yeah, we didn't have great referee news last week, and this week isn't getting any better. It's Alex Kemp is the one calling this week's game. Fun fact, it was Alex Kemp's crew who penalized Dallas the most in a single game last season when they got 13 flags against the Cardinals. But he is the only referee in the NFL where home teams have a losing record in every season that he's led a crew. The road teams have a winning record every single season that he's been a head referee, and there's no other official in the NFL that's like that. They all have at least 1 year where the home team won more games than the road. But he's a road favorite. Not a great draw on that front. Some of the tendencies about him, he's thrown the third most flags in the NFL this season. His crew leads the league in offensive and defensive holding calls. So, Tyler Guyton, you need to watch out this week.
Oh, man.
He also leads the league in offensive pass interference calls, but he's middle of the pack in defensive pass interference. So, there's something about he doesn't like he'll, it seems like, give the defensive backs a little bit of room to get handsy, but he's not going to allow that same physicality from the receivers. Those pre-snap penalties Dallas dealt with all last week. So, it's kind of a mixed bag. He's near the top in the NFL in most illegal formation and delay of game calls, but he's got one of the lowest illegal shift numbers in the NFL.
It's funny, how can delay of game call be something
I know
like separate?
Because
watch this guy get you for delay game.
Because no, it is subjective technically.
They will actually argue. Quarterbacks will argue over because it's like a it's like the base rule, like the old in the vicinity rule, or you, did you actually touch the bag, or were you in the? Mm-hmm. It's called differently by different crews. So some crews will just call it. If they see the zero, or they'll look up, see one, look over, and if they don't see him snap it, they'll blow it. So it can vary.
But I think they need to have a buzzer.
They should. They get like zapped for it. He's got one of the lowest illegal shift numbers. No one has called fewer false starts in the NFL than Alex Kemp. And so you got that. For Philly, which is always accused of the little rock back with their offensive tackles,
yeah,
they should get an advantage this week because he's certainly not going to call it. But this one doesn't seem to match up totally great for Dallas on the football field and with the referees. So
how different, I forgot to ask this to McCarthy, coach is coming up, if you missed it, 8:40 this morning. How different is their push execution.
Mm. It hasn't worked as well this year. I mean, it's not. It still works most of the time, but defenses have started responding to certain things. And Cam Jurgens is not Jason Kelce. That's a big part of it. And Jurgens is not a big, powerful guy. He's obviously not going to have the same experience that Kelce did in terms of the technique and the way that they do things. So that tush push was really grown from Mailata and Kelce together. They were kind of the brainchild behind it. But it's not been executed as well, but it's still effective.
All right, Chop, give us your preview.
All right, five things I want to see this Sunday from the Dallas Cowboys. Number one, I do want to see Trey Lance. I know it's not likely, but I do want to see him. I want to see him in some capacity.
I think you will because of Jerry with us on Tuesday.
Yeah, like we thought, like maybe like I want to see him actually throw it. I don't want to see him just get out there and do a run. I want to see him like get like a.
He'll be in. I bet he comes in on red zone packages. I bet he's in there for goal lot, like certain stuff inside the 10. Maybe they bring him out for certain series or whatever else. But I think he will. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him out there a handful of plays, and he does end up throwing the ball.
If it's a two-score game in the fourth quarter, give it to him, right? If it's a two-score game in the fourth quarter, I would love to see him out there. Number two, exercise caution with the injured. That's CD, that's Micah, that's anyone. If they're good to go, let them play. Fine, whatever. If they're hobbly, get them out of there. Be cautious with them. We still got a lot of C's left. If they're serious about winning these games, you know, you can't just put all your eggs into the Philadelphia basket. You've got to be judicious with these guys. Number three, don't let Kellen pull a damn Dan Campbell. We knew what Dan was going to do. They were going to do a trick play or two or seven. And we know what Kellen's going to do. Kellen is going to run the hell out of the football this week just to stick it to Mike, because Mike said, I want to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
Right? So he is going to – I bet you Kellen runs the ball more in this game than he has all year in any football game. So stack the box.
By the way, they are number one in the NFL in rushing attempts.
Yep, stack the box.
What do you think, Bobby? You think Kellen, the Sirianni's putting that in for Kellen, or is that any type of Kellen's personality?
Kellen is not generally that type of personality, I don't think, but I think he has some scores to settle from last time he was here. So yeah, I think a trick play is definitely possible.
Bobby, who is the best player, who's the best linebacker this team has right now?
On the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Overshown.
All right. This is the guy I want to see. Have a big game. Big game against Saquon, Hurts. He's got to use his speed all over Hurts, all over Barkley. You cannot let him leapfrog you from the behind the way he did. If they call it making T the front way, what do they call it the back way? Right? What was that? And finally, number five, before the game, and this is important, I need someone to plant something on Big Dom so he can't be on the sideline. So back at Fast and Furious. Okay?
I don't think you have to plant anything. I'm sure if you just pat search him down, you find something.
In Fast and Furious, not Fast and the Furious, Fast and Furious, there was a guy named Dwight. They went to Dwight's house. They planted some kind of illegal paraphernalia in Dwight's house. The guy was like, that's never going to stick. And then Paul Walker, rest in peace, said, it's not supposed to, right? But we just need him out of the picture for a couple of hours. And that's what we need. You know, somebody at the hotel they're staying at, you know, just get Dom out of the picture for a couple of hours. So make sure he's not on the sideline. And that way, there's nobody to protect Sirianni from Sirianni.
877-881-1053 for the official picks. You can pick it straight up. You can pick it with the spread. The over-under seems a little low to me. It's 43.5.
That does seem low.
Because the Eagles, to me, without giving away the pick right now, like, I guess I am going to kind of give away half of it. The Eagles are going to score 30. So how can it be? Why would it be 43.5?
They've only scored 30 twice this year.
Against?
It was against Green Bay and Cincy.
Well, that does not change anything that I just felt or said.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's fine. Probably airing on trends.
Fine. 28.
Yeah,
since he's given up 35 in what, five games this year?
What do you feel better about between the two in terms of the spread or the over-under? I feel good about both.
I feel good about both. I honestly do.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think seven is. Seven and a half is a bad line for it's a bad number for to pick a favorite on, but I think obviously it's clear who the better team is right now.
Cooper Rush started five games for the Cowboys in 22, went 4-1. In those five games, the Cowboys defense allowed 16 points a game.
Pretty good.
Right now, they're allowing 28 points a game.
Not as good.
Second most in the NFL. In the games he led them to victory, they gave up 17, 16, 10, and 10 before losing to the Eagles 26-17.
Man, the only thing I could think of with the total being that low is that, you know, typically when the backup comes in, you slow your offense down. You want fewer possessions. The problem is the Cowboys don't run the ball well.
Yeah.
So you can't sustain drives. Now, unless they're saying that Cooper's going to throw it short and have long extended drives, I mean, that's not what Cooper does. You know, Cooper throws the ball downfield really well.
We are going to have to start asking, though, the question.
Well, let's not pretend like he is Russell Wilson. Right. Or like, we saw two good throws last week. He's still a game manager.
Well, I mean, he might be Russell Wilson.
Now? Yeah.
But no.
Like, during that win streak, they scored 22 a game. All right, they didn't all of a sudden explode for 30, 35 points, 22 a game.
We do have to start asking the question of, Are they using their running game totally correctly versus it's just not very good? Because, I mean, Dowdle has started running the ball well.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I don't know that it's they can't run the ball. They're going to have to, they really do. If they want to commit to it, I think they can with Dowdle because Dowdle's shown that he's good enough to be a guy who carries
it. How are they not running it effectively then, like the right way?
I think at times they just get away from it. Like when they talk about, well, we haven't been in these games. There was a point, I haven't looked at it in the last week or two, but there was a point recently where if you looked at carries when the game is within 7 points or less, Dallas's rushing rate, like number of rushes versus the plays they had in those situations, was down near the bottom of the NFL. They're not running the ball even in close games.
Cowboys defense is allowing the other running back to gain more yards than expected on 38% of rushes this year. That's the second highest rate in the NFL.
God.
Saquon has plus 263 rushing yards over expected. That's second most in the NFL. Well, that's not a good matchup.
No.
Saquon over expectation. The Cowboys second worst in terms of expected yards given up to a back.
Rico Dowdle is fourth among all NFL running backs in rushing EPA this year.
Fourth
in expected points added. He is fourth. He's ninth in the league because there's five quarterbacks up there. But he is fourth in the NFL in rush EPA. That's the only guys ahead of him are Brian Robinson, Derrick Henry, and Jahmyr Gibbs.
All right, Choppy, you need to avenge the incorrect pick, believing in the Cowboys last week against Atlanta. Who wins and why?
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, you know, is this going to be one of those things? Because last time Cooper played, I think it was the Cincinnati game, was the first game he came in a couple of years ago. And I'm like, oh, man, they're going to get worked. And they wind up winning. I don't see, this is a different team.
No Noah Brown.
What?
No Noah Brown.
Absolutely. This is a much worse football team. Philadelphia wins this one. They win it. They cover. And the total goes over. It's 28-17.
Oh.
28-17, Philadelphia.
Bob?
If the over doesn't hit, it's because it's 38-0 Philadelphia or something like that. Because Philly's going to score in this game, I think. So I've got this one right now. I do think that there's something that's oddly encouraging about their demeanor this week. They don't look rattled.
Yeah. Mike and Diggs on the podcast, I was impressed with their attitude.
So they seem stable. They don't seem like they're freaking out.
And who's playing? Micah.
Micah will play.
Lamb.
I think Micah's going to play. Lamb's going to play. Bland will not.
Zach?
Zach is, I think the expectation was that he would, but then he was also, he's been more limited in practice than I think they anticipated. But I'm going to say that this one is, it's another rough blowout for Dallas at home. And I'm going to say Philly wins this one 38-17.
Woo! 38-17. Wow. Peyton, your pick and the Tolos.
Yeah, Sean, we'll go to the fan text real quick. I'm looking up and down this fan text, and I don't see a single Cowboys victory here.
A single?
469 says Cowboys lose by 30, 214, Eagles win 42-17, 469, Eagles 31-20, and 972, Eagles 30-20. I have Eagles winning 30-19. I think Saquon will run for days against this Cowboys defense. Now, the Eagles, they don't really score in the first quarter, so it'll be close after 15 minutes.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, Cowboys still lose by 11.
You know, that's a really good point by you. I wonder if Vegas is factoring that in. They're not scoring any first quarter points. So do you factor that in? You
might have to.
I have like the total on the Fantex 32-17. Filthy. I would run and take. They're going to win by 7.5. Something's tricky about this over under, but I would bet both. Can you win something nice if you win on both of those? Is that a parlay?
If you parlay it together, yeah, you'll get two teamer is not much. It's like 3-1. But still, you're getting good odds.
The fewest yards Philly's rushed for this year was 113 as a team.
Uh-oh.
They've gone over 170 yards four times.
All right, 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco injury. Attorney, text line to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. How big of a problem does the NBA already have with their season just starting? That's next, and Mike McCarthy right here on The Fan.
And after we get you over to SotaWeightLoss.com, SOTAweightLoss.com, hit that Request a Nutritionist callback button. They'll be on the horn with you, getting you set up to shed that weight, let go of those unwanted pounds. 32 pounds ago. 32 pounds ago, I was up to 242. I got down to 210, and I have stabilized my weight, and that's the best part. And like, it's the maintenance program that they put you on, right? They show you how to eat again. You learn that eating the right way keeps the weight off, right? What a novel concept. Just because it's bulking season now, you're getting a little bit, you put some weight on, you start wearing bigger clothes and comfy clothes, and you want to put on a little bit of extra layers for the winter. Doesn't mean you have to go overboard with it. SotaWeightLoss.com, SOTAweightLoss.com. Hit that Request a Nutritionist callback button. You want to be able to keep the weight down. You want to be able to keep your blood pressure in check, your liver enzymes in check. And they all help me. They all help me at Soda get all those things back to normal where I don't need any kind of medication anymore because I was able to let go of all that weight at SOTAweightLoss.com. I am Soda glad I decided to chop this weight off. Soda is state of the art.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.